Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is episode 19. And we are here with artist Julia Fox.
Hi.
Hey Julia. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So this is like a dating podcast, basically. So yeah. I'm going to start with just, well, actually, first, let's get to know you. So where are you from?
I'm from New York. I was born in Italy, but I grew up in New York with my dad.
Awesome. And how old are you?
27.
Oh, same age. Mm-hmm. And what's your sign?
Aquarius.
Oh, I love that. I'm a Libra. Air signs all the way. And what is your current relationship status?
Single, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was...
Like, so happy to be single.
Why is that?
I'm just really all about, like, money and, mm-hmm. like, work.
If you're not like, gonna, making money for yourself.
Yeah. And, like, living comfortably. Mm-hmm. So, it's difficult to balance that and a man in this town.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when was your last relationship?
Well, it depends. Like, define relationship. Like,
like someone you called your boyfriend.
I guess that was 2 years ago or three.
Uh-huh.
But since then, I've been in multiple other relationships where mm-hmm. we were just, like, codependent.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. And how are you meeting the guys that you date? Like, you're single, but I'm sure that you, like, still go on dates.
I met a few in my recovery group, recovery... whatever.
Wait, let's talk about that. So what's the recovery group?
NA.
Okay. And that was for like weed or
like pretty anything. Much. Yeah. Pills, mm-hmm. all of it. Mm-hmm. All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was this guy like, did he have similar addiction?
Yeah. We had the same one.
Mm-hmm.
So we did understand each other, but like, you know, like addicts and these men and these programs, like they're so insecure, they're so broken.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to, I don't know, maybe I'm like kind of scary too. They all say they're like so scared of me and I'm like, really? Like I'm scared of you. Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's weird.
What do you think is intimidating about you?
I honestly have no idea.
Well, actually I can tell you as an outsider. Well, first of all, my question to you is where did your Instagram go? Because you had an Instagram and now I can't find you on Instagram.
It gets deleted all the time.
Like someone else deleted it?
No, like it gets flagged and reported.
Oh,
and
so you didn't like personally.
No, it happens all the time though. Like I don't even care.
So for me, like as someone who's only really known you through Instagram, I feel like as a guy, like I'm not a guy, but if I were a guy, I would be like a little intimidated by you. And I feel like that's because you seem, and I'm not saying you're not like this, it's just how you come off, like super confident, super like like comfortable with your body, and like a lot of guys like aren't used to girls that are like that, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, if I had a boyfriend and he posted a selfie and then it got like thousands of likes, like I would be going through each and every single one of those likes, you 100%. Know? So it kind of like, I actually do understand, you know, especially with social media, if you're dating a girl that has a presence and gets like a lot of attention and praise for the way she looks or whatever, like I can see how that might be like a little troubling.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it. I'd rather have my boyfriend not have an Instagram or any friends at all, for that matter. Like I should be his only friend.
Yeah. I noticed that you're private now, but you weren't private before on Instagram. Yeah. What made you want to make that change? And like, do you accept guys before you go out with them?
I literally screen every single request that I get. Because like, it's just like, there's stalkers. There's just like, I always get like weird shit. And so, yeah, I went private.
Have you ever had a guy slide into your DMs, like, to ask you out?
Oh, my God, yeah, like, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had marriage proposals.
I'm dead.
I've had all types of stuff.
You have an eyelash.
Thank you. I need to get them done today.
Okay, make a wish.
It's fake. I don't know.
No, but you still make a wish. Okay, hold on. I had this debate recently with a friend.
Okay, great.
So a lot of guys have proposed to you on the DM and things like that. And I noticed that some of your pictures, like, are, like, I personally post revealing pictures, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, mine are, like, bathing suit shots and things like that. And I feel like some of your pictures are, like you have no reservations to post whatever picture. I have so much respect for that. I can't even tell you. Like, some of my friends, like, give Kim K shit because she just posted, like, some naked selfie.
That's so weird.
But she looks so good in it, you know? Weird. So it's like, if you've got it, flaunt it. Is that, like, your attitude about it?
Yeah, totally. And also, if you don't got it, flaunt it. Like, who the fuck cares? Just be naked. Have fun. Totally. Like, the thought of it being weird is still really... Like, I never know what's appropriate. Like, I'll get dressed and I have to ask, like, 10 people, is this okay? Because I genuinely do not know. Like, I don't know if something's revealing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if something's too much. Like... I just don't know. I don't know. I wasn't programmed with that when I was born.
Like, you were never, like, growing up, your parents were never like, no, you have to cover up and wear, like, this instead.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Do you think that's, like, a European thing?
Well, I grew up with my dad, who's American. He's from New York.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't think he, like, knew what was happening on the earth, period. Like, the man is full crazy. But my mom, I guess my mom, when she would come, she'd, like, say, like, pull your pants up, your, like, pubic hair showing. Like, I remember her saying stuff like that to me, or, like, things about my thong, like, sticking out. I don't know. I was slutty.
Mm-hmm.
I was slutty. But, no.
Yeah.
There was never...
But when you say you were slutty, like, is that, in your opinion, like, a derogatory term to yourself?
No, or are you, not like, at all.
Like, proud of it, you know?
Totally proud of it.
Don't you wish that term, though, like, generally wasn't looked at badly? Because, like... Like, what's, like, the man version?
I don't know. When I hear the word slut, like, I literally am like, dude, it's 2018. Like, are you really saying slut? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't... To me, it's, like, not even in my vocabulary anymore. Yeah. It feels so foreign to even say it. But I can say that, like, in middle school, like, I was really slutty. But I don't know.
But, like, is there such thing as being a slut when you're past, like, a certain age, right?
Dude, listen, we're all fucking sluts out here.
Right, like now everyone just has sex. Like,
exactly.
And like, that's okay. Like,
it's
so
totally fine.
100%.
You know, as long as you're, like, not hurting yourself in the process, you know? Like, it's really all circumstantial.
Right.
You know, you can be, I guess, I hate that word, promiscuous. But, like, I fucking hate it, but whatever. Like, you might be because, like, you're really hurting on the inside and, like, you know, every time you have sex, you, like, feel bad about it after. Like, okay, like, that's probably not okay, you know? And just, like, be safe, you know? Use protection. I should probably take that advice, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
guess that's all.
Totally. And what about when you're dating guys? Do you have any deal breakers? Are you, like, do you care about religion?
No, I don't care about religion. But, like, if your breath smells or your feet smell, it's over. Like, I'm literally going to block your number when I walk away.
Any smells or no?
Yeah. I mean, BO is fine, but, like...
But what about, like, if their feet smelled once? and, like, never again. Like, you know how that's happened to, like, everyone yeah. at one point in their lives? Like,
yeah, that's fine. But if it's, like, a consistent where, like, I have to change my sheets after you leave and yeah. stuff, oof. Like, it's just not going to work.
That can happen from feet?
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm. I'm traumatized.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, no, then you have to go. Your mm-hmm. time's up.
Yeah. I would yeah. agree with that. Mm-hmm. And the guys you date, are they generally, like, older than you or younger?
No, they're, like, around the same age.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes younger, mm-hmm. sometimes older, but usually in the same bracket. And I had a yeah. phase. Like, I had the, like, daddy phase.
Let's talk more about the daddy phase.
Yeah.
So, I think it's so fascinating. Mm. Is that something that you have experience with personally?
No, not really.
Yeah. So then what do you mean when you say daddy's? Just like
that's an older like a term guy. For an yeah. older like guy. I had an okay. older boyfriend for 6 years.
Right, right.
And yeah, he was rich, but like it wasn't a sugar daddy. Like a right. sugar daddy is very much like
an arrangement.
We fuck, you give right. me, leave me money. Like I've never totally. Done that.
Do you have any friends that have done that?
Not really, mm-hmm. to be honest. Like yeah. I mean, I've had friends that were like prostitutes.
Right.
Like, I don't know, there's, like, a fine line, yeah, you know?
Totally.
I don't really know where it gets crossed. Like, is it still prostitution if it's, like, a really long, like, ongoing arrangement? Like, I don't know. Like, it's yeah. so weird. Like, I hate putting all these labels. Like, life is, like, one big gray area, you know?
Right.
It's, like, can't be all black and white like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, everyone thought I had a sugar daddy, though, and I was like, guys, this is not a sugar daddy situation.
Why did they think that? Just because
because
was, like,
all of a sudden
money?
I have, like, Mercedes-Benz and Chanel, like, coming out my ass, but it's like, and it was either, like, oh, I have a sugar daddy, or I was a prostitute. Like, no one ever considered the fact that, like, no, maybe, like, we were actually in love, you know?
Right.
I have his name tattooed on my finger still.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like, can't say his name, but, like... We were together.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, let's talk about your tattoos. Which ones can you talk about?
These ones, I actually started my hand's swollen right now because I got my first removal session on them yesterday.
Is this an Aquarius tattoo?
Uh-huh.
And this is, you're trying to remove these?
All five of these.
How come?
I don't know, I just don't like them anymore.
Mm-hmm. So these are tattoos for anyone that can't see.
I still look at them every fucking day.
On Julia's hand.
Yeah.
Well, I really like the Aquarius one.
Thank you. And then the B is for my best friend, Brianna, and the R is for my best friend, Richie.
That's so sweet.
Shout out, Brianna and Richie.
So you said your last relationship was like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep in touch with your exes?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you're like totally fine with.
Yeah, like no matter how bad the breakup was,
yeah.
we still keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard though because like I still... obviously harbor a lot of resentments
right.
and they come in waves. So sometimes mm-hmm. I don't care. And then other times, like I just kind of lash out.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch like for the possibility of it happening again or just like because you care about that person, you want to know?
It's not even those two things. It's like, there's a comfort in knowing that you have done absolutely everything you could do to this person under the sun. Mm. You both like totally like, you should hate each other,
right?
But you don't. And there's mm-hmm. like this comfort in knowing like, wow, I can literally do anything in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing I do will ever change. It becomes unconditional kind of like this unconditional acceptance where like I just feel like kind of safe in a weird like fucked up way.
No, that's
yeah.
totally normal. Like a lot of people are still really close with their exes.
Yeah.
But like if you met a guy and you really liked him, would you care if he were really close with his exes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a double standard.
Yes, I would.
Do you think that guys are intimidating by that for you? Or do they not know, really?
Yeah, it's not even like, it wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah.
Also, because when I am in a relationship, I'm so like, on that person only, mm-hmm. that like I'd stop talking to them, I don't care.
Totally.
Yeah.
The other day, so we have this Instagram for the podcast, and we do these like polls. And the other day we did a poll that's like, do you think that everything a guy does sexually, like to a girl, he learned by doing, like from doing to another girl who liked it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How like you might have a guy who's like pitter pattering on you instead of like fingering you.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, no, that's not for me. Like, but he doesn't know any better because another girl, you know?
Yeah.
Like where do you take your influences? Like when you have sex, like do you watch porn? Do you just like... use
yeah.
your creative
yeah.
imagination.
Porn.
Mm-hmm.
Porn for sure.
Yeah. What are some of your, like,
and
favorite...
it's all theatrics. I mean, it's mm-hmm. all just fake, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Would you say you're more, like, traditional or more, like, unconventional?
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's really what it comes down to. I'm just lazy. So, like, I do very, very minimal work. And it's high reward.
Yeah.
Like, they're always so happy. And I'm like, I literally just laid here. Didn't do anything. They love it. So, it's fine.
Yeah. That's great.
But, I mean, if I'm, like, feeling, like, frisky, like, sure. Yeah. I'll pull some stunts. Totally. But otherwise, I guess traditional by default. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you think, let's talk about, we had this debate yesterday about like whether or not you should change your plans for like a guy.
Never.
Okay. And why do you think so? Like, even if you really like him and like the other plan is kind of like just to hang out with friends.
You just should never change your plans for a man.
Yeah.
Because a man's not going to change his plans for you. And if he does, he's a bitch ass. So.
Yeah, I agree. So we're both 27 and like people are getting engaged left and right. Like I'm sure some people you grew up with are. Yeah. I know all my friends are. Do you have like a timeline for yourself? Like, are you in a rush to get married? Do you have like a picture in your head?
No. You know, my parents never had like a wedding or anything like that. They just got married at City Hall and I was already born for it. Like, so I never had like, I've never been like, oh, I want to get married one day. Like when my friends were like drawing their wedding dresses, I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, it was just weird.
Right.
I would love to like get married in Vegas, but just to get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like we could get divorced the next day. I don't care.
I mean,
like I want to marry just some random dude, like not a friend.
Just to like get married,
possibly a local.
Yeah, like a Britney, like a Britney Spears. I have a relevant question. What would you do if you were dating someone, you weren't exclusive yet, and you were like at their place, and you saw a condom wrapper in their garbage, like that they had used with someone else? Would you address it or just like be chill about it?
Totally.
And what would you say?
I mean, if like, I was like mad.
I mean, you were still doing your thing, too, you know? You just, like, happened to see it.
I would probably just, like, make a joke about it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't...
But you wouldn't, like, hold it against them?
No. Mm-hmm. But I'd let them know that I know. Because I feel like that gives me leverage.
100%. Someone reached out to me, and they asked if we could talk on the podcast about how not to get attached quickly to guys. These are girls in, like, their early 20s, for, like, reference. And, like, personally, when I was in my early 20s, all I ever did was get attached.
Yeah.
So let's, like, use our, like, later 20s minds and, like, come up with a few ideas. Like, what's the first thing that you would do when you don't want to get attached?
Don't have sex with them. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Because it really does, like, create that, like, chemical or something.
It changes everything. I always say that sex is, like... sex in itself is a deal breaker.
But what if you do have sex with them? Like, then what?
Then you're fucked.
No, not always.
I mean, I am.
So I feel like if you have sex with a guy and you like him and you're scared to get attached, you need to have sex with another guy.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Right?
Yeah, because then you're kind of like distributing like the attachment.
The attachment, exactly. Okay. Like I'd rather be attached to like three guys than one.
Just one, totally. Yeah.
Then like not necessarily, it's not 100% that they're always gonna like let you down because it's three. So like you have a higher chance of
exactly.
Like,
and if one if one deads you, you have like more and
So I would say to that point, put your eggs in multiple baskets to not get attached.
Absolutely.
And also, just, like, don't, I guess in your early 20s, you need to, like, just be more aware that guys are not looking for something serious.
Yeah.
So, like, if you are looking for something serious, probably date an older guy in your early 20s.
I think everyone should date an older guy at some point because...
Agreed.
They set the bar really high. And I feel like a lot of girls really have their bar set so low. And it actually fucks shit up for the rest of us because, you know, then guys think they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
great
if you
point.
Sit and you fucking take all these, like I have men look at me like I'm crazy for, like, making small requests. And I'm like, God, you're so entitled. And it's, like, that's kind of women's fault, too, because... we just let these dudes do whatever the like, fuck they want.
Like, what's like an example of a small request?
Like money. No, but like, because like, I had a like, girl, buy me something nice. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I give you everything you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I had a girl who, like, or I had a guy tell me a girl broke up with him because she didn't get him, because he didn't get her an Uber home after the date.
Wait, hold on. Repeat.
So, this girl stopped talking to this guy because he didn't get her an Uber home after their date.
I think that's totally, like, fine. Like, I think she should have broken up with him.
Really?
Yes. Yes. That is window into a much bigger problem. But like, if he's not man enough to be like, oh, get home safe. Like, I want to make sure you get home safely. Like, that's a bitch ass.
Yeah, but they're not even, like, going to, like, the same place. And, like, the date, like, was not at his apartment. So, like, they met at, like, let's say a place that was, like, even closer to her. You still think that the Uber's necessary?
Okay, so they went to go eat somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't. She didn't like go to his apartment.
Okay,
like if she went to his apartment, I feel like, and took the journey, then he should maybe get her an Uber home. I mean, not even then.
Yeah, okay, that you're right. You see, like it's so circumstantial.
It is.
Yeah, that's like if you meet at
a restaurant, especially if like she's rejecting you anyway. Like, why are you going to get her an Uber home from your date?
Yeah, no, like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
wait. So she was rejecting him.
I think she was like rejecting him, and she used like the Uber thing as an excuse because like that's crazy, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's no like if she
I mean
let,
good for
really
her though
him.
Like really good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had standards that were that high.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So another thing that we were requested to talk about was spirituality and astrology. Do you believe in astrology, mm-hmm. and do you consider yourself spiritual?
Yeah, mm-hmm. very much.
So does that play into your dating life? Like, you wouldn't date, like, one sign in particular, necessarily?
No, I'll date all the signs. I mean, it's hard to tell, like, people's charts are, like, so extensive. Mm-hmm. But, like,
what does that mean for people who have no idea what astrology is?
Like, well, you know, chart, like, you sure you have your sun sign, which is, mm-hmm. like, you know,
your main sign. Yeah, and so then, yours is Aquarius.
Yeah, and then you have, like, your rising sign and your moon sign.
What's your rising and moon?
My rising is Cancer, mm-hmm. and my moon is Taurus, but then my ruling planet is Pluto.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about my ruling planet.
Had my chart done for the first time, and it was, like, the last puzzle piece that, like,
what does your ruling planet tell you? I'm going to open my astrology app.
It's basically just, I guess, I don't even know, but the mm-hmm. way she described it to me, like, made so much sense. Like, mm-hmm. like, Pluto's, like, this planet of, like, darkness, and, like, it's not, like, the best planet.
Is it, like, mine says Pluto and Scorpio. Does that mean the same thing as your Pluto?
Yeah.
Because
Pluto is Scorpio's planet.
Oh, that makes so much sense for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that I'm always telling everyone and she told me, she was like, are you always telling everyone what's wrong with them? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she was like, well, that's a gift. You can, like, see all these things that people go through and their inner struggles.
Wait, so which Pluto are you?
That's just my ruling planet.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, but so it's not like, I see.
I don't know what. Okay.
I need to
and
get
also,
that.
Also, she was like Argentinian, mm-hmm. and like, I don't know, there was a mm-hmm. language barrier there.
Yeah. But that's still very interesting.
Yeah.
And you said you're a rising Cancer and a Taurus moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that like resonates with you?
Totally.
Yeah. Are you, so that means that you come off more emotional than you actually are.
I'm very, yeah.
Right?
I think people think that I'm kind of aloof,
uh-huh.
but I'm actually very, very emotional and mm-hmm. super sensitive. Mm-hmm. And, like, I get, like, overwhelmed by other people's feelings.
Right.
Like, they have nothing to do with me.
Right.
But I'm just like, oh, my God, that person is so intense. Like, I need to leave, you know,
and, yeah.
like, do a cleanse of myself.
Right.
I'm like a sponge, kind of.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. How do you get yourself, like, back into a good headspace? Like, do you have a routine since you were so, like, absorbent of other people's energies?
Alone time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really, really need my alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And, like, I have this, like, strange addiction, which is, like, my hair dryer. Like, I like to, like, have it on, like, 24/7.
Really? Wait, no, that's actually not that strange. It's really soporific. Do you know that word?
No.
It means like it makes you like feel like relaxed and sleepy.
Yes. Yeah. Totally. And it's mm-hmm. it's the white noise that mm-hmm. that it makes, and also the heat. Yeah. And so I'll just turn it on, and then like I don't hear anything, and it's all just like it just feels like I'm in the sky, like,
yeah,
or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really that's
so.
Really
I have that time, and then I read, I watch movies, mm-hmm. like I just spend time alone.
Mm-hmm. And what about like, would you date a guy who didn't have like kind of the same interests as you, like when it comes to like TV shows or musicians?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And what about someone with opposite political views?
Oof. That might get tricky.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know. I'm so like cutthroat.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, guess you're a bad person then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't really listen to them.
Yeah.
Or take into consideration. Well, I don't know. Maybe I would. It really depends.
Yeah.
But if you're going to tell me that Trump's a great guy, like, mm-hmm. it's so over. Like, yeah. I might physically attack you.
Yep. I totally get
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So something, there are two topics that we just recently talked about on the We Met at Acme Instagram. The first one, I'm so curious on your thoughts about this, is, like, if guys feel pressure to, like, have sex with girls. And I know that sounds kind of like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like guy friends. So this girl reached out to me, and she said that a lot of her guy friends have been, like, sexually harassed, essentially, or taken advantage of by girls. And, like, they have not been able to say no. And, like, I thought that was really foreign to me because it's obviously usually the other way around. So I asked her to explain. And she said, so, for example, my friends that were really good friends were neighbors, and they were out drinking, and my guy friend went to bed and the girl went home. But then she came back to his house and crawled in his bed and, like, started to hook up with him even though he didn't want to. And she, like, eventually broke him down. Do you think that sounds like a legitimate case?
Yeah.
And have you, like, seen that kind of stuff happen?
I mean, I think where this type of stuff gets tricky is that, like, a penis needs to get hard to have sex. A vagina right. doesn't need to. Like, 100%. You can literally have sex with a vagina 24/7. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, when you have when your penis gets hard, is that, did you just give consent?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Is that consent?
Exactly. Right. So that's kind
of... that's a great question, actually.
So I don't know. That's just kind of my thoughts on it. I mean, a part of me is like, yeah, fuck out of here. Like, sure, she took advantage of you. But that's also just because my thoughts on men are like so... like.
Yeah. No, that's totally fair.
I don't know.
I think a hard penis, like, may be consent.
I think, like, it might be consent, too. But then some might argue, but no, it's a biological response, because when women get right. raped, they get wet also.
Right.
But it's still different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still different.
I don't know. Now that we've said that, I don't know how different it is, actually.
Well...
if it is a biological response, right? Then yeah. it's not connected. Then, like, a guy could argue, like, my dick is not connected to my, like, brain. What I want to do.
Yeah.
Like,
but I don't know.
It's a fine line.
It's weird. I don't know.
I definitely wouldn't invalidate a guy who told me that he felt like he got, like, taken advantage of by a girl.
Yeah.
But I would ask him a lot of questions.
Yeah,
you know?
I probably just wouldn't feel as sorry for him.
Yeah. And that's like the thing. Nobody feels sorry for a guy who gets like harassed, because guys are like, you're lucky, like,
yeah.
And that's definitely a stigma in itself.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I could totally just be like wrong about that.
Yeah.
I think it's too soon to feel sorry for men.
Right.
Maybe a few years down the line.
Yeah,
we
like
can
it's
feel
not
sorry
their time.
For men.
It's not their time. It's what's the
our time.
Time's up.
Yeah, time's up.
Time's up. So this is another story that is not so PG. It's pretty disgusting, but like over 30 women have come forward that they've either had this happen to them or to a friend of theirs. So I'm just going to read you the story.
Mm-hmm.
This girl said, this happened to a friend of a friend, and it was the most outrageous story that left us with so many questions. This girl met a guy from a dating app, and he picked this restaurant on the Upper East Side near his apartment. At dinner, She literally shit herself at the table. Nothing like this had ever happened before because he had, like, clearly put something in her drink.
Yeah.
And he was like, I live around the corner so you can shower and clean yourself up. So she went over because his place happened to be next to, because the place happened to be next to his apartment. And when they got to the apartment, he gave her towels and told her to take a shower. When she got out of the shower, all of her clothes were gone, and she went to his bedroom to find him eating the poop from her underwear. And she, like, leaves and, like, rushes and calls the cops. Have you ever heard of something like this?
A scat fetish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wait, about this.
Tell us more. Educate us.
It's not that uncommon. What's
scat stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but that's what it is. But, I mean, it's uncommon that a man would go this far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's services that you can hire.
What do you mean, services you can
hire? You can get a dominatrix. Like, she'll shit on you. You can find one that will shit on you. It's like S&M.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's... I need you to tell me all about that. Yeah. So, you have, like, participated in BDSM before.
Yes.
Have you been, like, everything?
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, the dom and the sub. Like, isn't it like that?
I've been a switch for, like, a few clients. I actually do love when I'm the sub. Well, when I was the sub, because I wouldn't have to do anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Where it's like when you're the dom, you're like, ugh, walking around and the heels and the chains and everything. And it's like the ropes.
Yeah.
Where it's like when you're a sub, it's like, okay,
sure. Wait, you said clients. Like, where, like, clients how? Like, people can request you because they know that you're, like, a dom?
I worked at a place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was like a BDSM club?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Yeah. I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my after school job.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
it was, like, right, it was in Chelsea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did it require? Like, what was your typical day on the job like?
A lot of, like, waiting around. Like, it wasn't as exciting as everyone thinks it was. A lot of girls, a lot of really crazy girls.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, like, girls that are still my friends today.
Girls, like, that you worked with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what were the clients typically
And they're
like?
Just, like, the downest girls ever. Like, they're just, like, so... They're just, like, riders, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're funny. Like, you have to have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
You really have to have a good sense of humor to work in that industry.
Yeah.
Because we see the craziest shit.
Right.
And it's, like, a normal person would probably be, like, scarred, you know? But we, like, think it's funny. Like, I've seen a girl, like, shit on a guy. And it's, like, some people might be, like, oh, my God, that's, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
To me, it was, like, the funniest thing I ever saw. Like, this motherfucker's going to pay you $500 for your shit. Like,
right.
You made it.
Yeah,
you
no,
made
literally,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to, like, pee on a guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever let a guy pee on you?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
No. That's too crazy.
Right. And, like,
when... Like, I'm in the shower once with my boyfriend, but, like... We were playing.
Right,
shower.
Right.
It's different.
And when you peed on a guy, like, did they, like, where did it go? Like,
I would, like, make them drink it or, like, make them, yeah. Or,
isn't like, that, like, death?
No, I don't know.
I know from
eating shit, you can get, like,
you can
E.
get
coli
something.
Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never got any complaints.
Mm-hmm. And... Do you use protection with these people, or, like, do they, and, like, could they pay to not use protection? That was a subject we were talking about.
What kind of protection?
Like, condom.
They don't need a condom.
Why?
There's no sex.
No sex at all?
No, that's illegal.
Oh.
Yeah, these are, like, legal places.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that they existed.
Yeah, there's no type of penetration at all.
So it's just, like, you're, like,
it's all
basically,
it's
like,
fantasy
play beating
play.
Them up.
Yeah, it's fantasy. Well, we're not playing beating them up.
Right.
But we're not allowed to be full nude.
Mm-hmm.
We are not allowed to touch their penis at any point.
Wow.
So they just jerk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a level of, like, beating up? Like, because, like, I don't know anything about, like, dominant and sub. Like, I'm...
What, like, levels in terms of, like, intensity?
Yeah, like, let's say, like, I was a client and, like, my thing was, like, I wanted you to, like, choke me and, like, slap me around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that something that you would
do?
Yeah.
Totally.
And what if a client wanted to do that to you?
No.
And were there any girls that were, like, down
yeah.
with that?
Yeah, there were some girls that only did that.
Oh,
because okay. they liked it.
Right. So no girl would do that, like, if she wasn't into
no.
it, too.
No, that would be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I didn't like that and I had that, had them do that to me, I'd have a problem. I'd maybe have, like, some drug addiction that I needed to feed. Right. Like, there would right. be something wrong, like, yeah. for me to do that,
totally.
You know?
Totally.
Like, that's just not.
And what, like, is there, like, a safe word? Like, how does that work?
Mercy.
Mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They just say mercy, and then you can decide whether you want to honor it.
Is it
not.
Anything like 50 Shades of Grey?
I didn't watch 50 Shades
yeah.
of Grey.
It's, like, so cheesy.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
That's awesome. And
but I'm sure they're similar, yeah. I'm
do
sure.
you do any of that stuff in your normal sex life now? No. Or, like, you're not really into it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I like very generic style sex. Like, I've never even had, like, a threesome or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
no.
Me either.
So, I, like, barely actually even ever have sex, so.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't, like, are you not, like, a sexual person? Or, like, do you have a low sex drive?
I
or
am
you just
sexual.
Don't really?
Well, I recently discovered this new term, sapiosexual.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I realized, like, wow, that's totally it. Like, I'm really mm-hmm. just into, like, someone's brain. Like,
right.
are they interesting? Like, are they funny, smart? Like, totally. It's never... Like, are they hot? Are they rich? Like, no, right. those things are so low on the mm-hmm. totem pole. I mean, it helps if you're hot and rich, but mm-hmm. it's not going to turn me on, you know?
Totally agree. So, with that said, what are, like, the three qualities that you're, like, non-negotiables in a guy?
Funny mm-hmm. is number one. Hardworking. Like, they need to work a lot. And just, like... Like a stand-up guy, you mm-hmm. know? Just, like,
yeah.
you show up, like, you always do the right thing. Like, mm-hmm. when you're presented with a dilemma, just mm-hmm. do the right thing.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. And going back to porn, what kind of porn do you like, if you
oh my God.
Feel comfortable talking about it?
I like,
it usually doesn't, like, reflect what you like in real life.
No, never.
Yeah.
I like, really hardcore, like... Like, borderline, like, illegal. Like, yeah. just, like, the worst.
Same.
Like, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah, like, I don't tell people.
Yeah, it's bad, though. It's mm-hmm. really bad. But I would mm-hmm. never do it in my real life. But I like how, like, off-limits it is.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is. I think about it sometimes.
I think, like, the more normal the porn you watch, the weirder you are in sex and vice versa. Like, I really do believe that. Like, I watch, like, insane... porn. I'm so sorry, mom and dad. I always listen. But, like, I honestly am very traditional. Like,
yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you maybe think we're not, like, fully... Maybe we're not finding the right balance
yeah.
in our lives, so...
It's true.
We're, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There definitely needs to be a balance.
Yeah.
Would you date a guy who, like, could only come if... Like, he called you a slut, or, like, if he...
No.
You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
It'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Even if it was just his bedroom personality?
I mean, I've had that type of sex where I'm, like, mm-hmm. submissive, and the guy... And it's just, like, a joke to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, sure, call me a slut, you fucking loser. Like, it's yeah. never, like, I can't get into it. Like...
Right.
Because I'm just so not the type to mm-hmm. have that said right. to her.
Do you have any, like, sexual fantasies or role play things?
Like, I did have one fantasy that actually came to life, which was, like, the massage fantasy. Like, having
oh,
a guy
really?
Massage you and then...
Wait,
do
how did it come to life?
I was in Berlin getting a massage, and it was this hot man, and I was, like... I honestly don't know what I was thinking. I, like, took my full underwear off. Like, I was full naked in front of this man.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe that's where I went wrong. Like, did yeah. I do something or whatever? And he just gave me a massage. And then, like, he didn't go down on me, but he gave me a happy ending.
And then
when it was done, I was just like, okay, thanks. Like, I didn't know what to say. It was so awkward.
Right.
And then I just left, and I was with my two friends, and I didn't even tell them because I was
yeah.
like, I don't even know what just happened. Like, was I violated, or did my, like, sexual fantasy just come to life? Like,
right.
I wasn't mad. I was, like, so excited.
Well, did you, so you took your underwear off and, like, were, like, exposed?
I was, like,
or you had a towel over you?
No, I was totally exposed.
Yeah. Well, maybe
in
he...
In front of this hot
and
man.
And, like, this is not, like, me saying this in any other case, but maybe in this case, like, you were giving the vibe. Like,
I think... I honestly think
more.
That I did unintentionally.
Because you didn't feel like you were violated.
No, I felt like this is too good to be true. Is this really happening?
Right. Dead.
Yeah. I was like, is this a dream? It's amazing.
That's incredible. When you're dating someone new and, like, you know, we just talked about not putting all your eggs in one basket. Are you open with the person that you're dating? That, like, would you say I'm dating other people as well type of thing? Or not really until they asked?
No, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I know I probably should, but it's just, like, why make it about other people? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I totally
like,
agree.
Like, if I get the vibe that you don't want to see other people, then I'll be like, hey, just so you know, I was talking to these guys, but I'm not anymore.
Right.
Like, that's when I would bring it up.
Right.
Because it's just, like, weird. Because then, like, if they were to do that to me, then I would be thinking about the other, I'd be with them, like, thinking about these other girls. Like,
yeah.
Is she hotter than me? What's her Instagram? Like, I'd like, become, like, obsessed with it.
Right.
You know?
Do you, like, who do you stalk more on Instagram? Girls or guys?
Girls.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Who and cares who's, like, about who's, guys? Like, number one? Or is, like, people, like, exes, new girlfriends? Or, like.
No. Not really. Like, I wish they were more interesting, so mm-hmm. there'd be something to stalk. They're just so boring.
Yeah.
Who do I stalk now? Mm. I mean, Kat Stacks, obviously. She's
who is
so
that?
Iconic. You don't remember Kat Stacks?
Oh my god,
so embarrassed.
No, wait. Let me look right
don't
now.
Don't you remember she was, like, that groupie that was fucking all those rappers, and then, like, she would, like, out them. Hold on. No, it's Kay. She's a mess. Like, it's like watching
Kat Stacks.
Yeah, it's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Oh, that's why, God. Like, she's always fighting with somebody. She's always getting into a fight.
I love that.
She's a prostitute. She was, like, really famous a few years ago. But I don't know. Lately, I rediscovered her, so I'm, like, into her.
Wait, and is she open about being a prostitute?
Yes, very, very open.
How is that okay? And is her butt real?
No, of course her butt's not real.
Her body's really good, though.
No, it's not. She's a mess.
I mean,
you'll see. They're those
it
are
looks
just good angles.
Here.
They're just good angles. Trust me. It does
really?
Not look good.
Okay.
No, she's too skinny for that. But
yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, she so, looks so I've thick. Been on her for the past few days.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this butt.
Like it, like looks good there though.
I
like,
wonder
it's worse.
Like what happens when you touch a butt like that. That's fake. Have you ever touched a fake butt?
Of course. They're just hard.
Mm.
They're like really. Firm,
but that's not fun.
No, it's not. Like butts.
Do you
like
your butt to be like slapped or grabbed during sex?
Yeah,
I think it's
I don't really,
weird.
I don't have much feeling back there.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
Wait, why?
It's so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? do you like? I was dating this guy for 3 months, and he didn't slap my ass once during sex. Isn't that really weird?
For how many months you were
dating?
3 months. He probably thought that it was disrespectful.
I know, but, like, that's not okay, you know?
You didn't say, like, spank me?
I guess not. I guess it's a mutual thing. I should have said it. I should have said it.
Yeah, like, maybe he was just, like, a really good guy.
No, yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. He probably was like, that's so degrading.
Yeah, no, 100% that was
which
the
is
case.
Adorable.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I was dating this guy who was so cute. He was younger than me, and, mm-hmm. and we would have sex, and, like, we would always just do, like, I was kind of leading what we would do, but he was mm-hmm. still amazing. Like, I would move him, and he would be amazing. And then I was like, so, like, what do you like? Like, I want to do what you like sometimes. And he was like, well, I just like whatever the girl likes because she's letting me into her space. I was like, oh
no,
my god, I love you.
No.
Yeah, he's
that
adorable.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Would you say you like nice guys?
No.
So like really. You wouldn't date a guy like that, but you appreciate him?
He'd have to grow on me,
mm-hmm.
you know? But mm-hmm. yeah, no, I would appreciate it for sure. But mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd be, like, madly in love with that. I don't know, though. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't, like, attract nice guys. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever... So, we talked recently about, like, how an abusive relationship doesn't have to mean a physically abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of girls don't know about that. And that there can be, like, a mentally abusive or, like, emotionally abusive relationship
totally.
As well. Have you ever, like, experienced that or not even realized that you, like, were experiencing that? Or do you have any friends that have? Like, can you speak on
the issue? Oh, yeah, totally. I've been in multiple abusive relationships where I've also been the abuser.
Right.
You know?
And how did you know that you were being that person? Or, like, did you not until after?
I could just see it. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew I was, like, abusing my power.
Like, manipulating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, threatening, making threats. Like, just, like, dominating by with fear.
And what's an example of a threat? Like, something as simple as, like...
Like, if you don't come back here right now, like, I'm gonna fucking,
like break up something. With you.
Yeah. Or maybe not even break up. Like, that's too easy. That's like, right. less letting them off the hook.
Right.
It's, like, probably, like, burn your fucking house down. Like,
right.
something like that.
Yeah. And you've been on the other end of it as well.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And what are some signs that you're in an emotionally or just an abusive relationship in
general? Well, if the person's, like not, like, gives you love and then takes it back when mm-hmm. they want to, or, like, is only nice to you when you're pulling away.
Yeah.
When it's that, like, push-pull, and, like, you're just feeling, like, he's, like, gaslighting you or something. Mm-hmm. Like, when you feel like, wait, am I wrong? Is he wrong? Like, right. and you, like, lose sight of reality. When totally. The person fucks you over and doesn't say sorry anymore because mm-hmm. it happens so often.
Mm-hmm.
And you skip the forgiveness part. It's just, okay, I'm going to have to, like, live with the fact that you just did this and we can't fight about it because... You're not going to say sorry anyway or something, you know?
Right, like when you feel like you can't tell your partner how you feel, is that point blank right there just already
absolutely
emotionally abusive?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, your partner should be your teammate. You guys mm-hmm. should be playing on the same team. You shouldn't be playing each other. So if mm-hmm. you always feel like, oh, is the ball in my court? Is the ball in their court? Who has leverage? Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's your opponent, mm-hmm. homie. Like, you need to get a teammate, you know? Right. So, 100%. Like, if you just don't feel like that person's in your corner no matter what, like, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. You're not the one for him. And yeah. He's not the one for you.
I really agree with that. Do you think that there is one person for everyone? Or do you think that there's, like, multiple soulmates?
There's multiple. Mm-hmm. I think people change. I think, like, we go through phases in our life. I think the person we were 10 years ago isn't the person we are today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's, like...
Agreed.
You change and then you need new things and you need to learn new things. And mm-hmm. if you can find someone that you want to be with for the rest of your fucking life, like, that's great. More power to you. But I don't necessarily think that that's the right way.
Mm-hmm. So you don't believe in traditional marriage?
No.
Mm-hmm. And is that because of something you've experienced in your family life or just, like, the way that you just see it as a modern woman?
I mean, I just think, like, people that I do see that are in marriages are never really that happy.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't being happy, like, supposed to be the goal?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely don't. I think secure someone that you can be with in your, like, later years when you're, like, retired and you're not, like, bored alone. Like, you should definitely right. have that person.
Yeah.
But
you don't mean, like, all marriages, because I'm sure you have some friends that are very happily married. Or you know people that are, you know?
Now,
yeah,
who knows what's gonna happen in a few years,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, sure, it's great. Listen, do it. I think everyone should get married right. a few times. Fuck it, you know, have fun, mm-hmm. go all out, but, like, don't, like, feel bad if it doesn't work. Right. I don't think it was supposed to work.
Yeah,
you know,
totally, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And what is, like, some advice that you can give to girls who are around our age or younger or older, single in the city, because it seems like you're really happy being single and not everyone can get themselves there. Like, what's some things that you do to make yourself and keep yourself happy?
Well, aside from having, like, the most amazing friends, which I'm so lucky and I get to, like, live with them and spend my whole life with them. So mm-hmm. there I'm already, like, so fortunate.
Yeah.
But also, like, find something you're really passionate about, because when you find something that is yours, it's like your baby,
mm-hmm.
it's like that's all that it comes first, you know? And when you can put all your energy in that, like, I find that all my friends that are always, like, crying over boys or whatever, like, they don't really have anything else going on.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, like, get a fucking hobby, like, do something for yourself,
right?
You totally. know, like, because if you don't have something to define you,
then you'll lose it all when you lose the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you need to be able to be like, you know, I'm not just this person's girlfriend. I'm also all these other things, you know.
So there's been a lot of controversy recently about sexual harassment in with men, especially men in power. One of those men that I've read about recently with relation to you is Chuck Close. And I know that you guys had an experience that wasn't great. And you, you know, were brave enough to share that, which is really, really amazing. Are you, will you tell our listeners kind of like a summary of what, you know, what happened with you and why you felt the need to come forward?
Okay, I mean, well, first I want to say that on the scale of sexual harassment and abuse that I've received, like, this literally doesn't even scratch the surface. But what makes this different was because this man abused his power or abused his status. And I was just not the one. Like, so basically he called me to his, I met him out at an event. He emailed me, like, I wanted to take pictures of you. I got there. He tells me to get undressed. I had never posed naked at this point in my life.
How old were you?
21 or something. And so I said, you know, I said, oh, I don't know about that. And he, like, insisted. So I took my clothes off, and then he told me that my pussy looked delicious, and I said, I'm leaving. And he tried to give me $200, and I said, I don't want your money.
He tried to give you $200 so that you would stay, or that so that you wouldn't talk about
it? Yeah, so I, like, wouldn't be, like, upset. I wouldn't walk, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he tried, and I remember he looked at me like I didn't want his money, and I was like, how much are fucking measly $200, bro? Like, fuck out of here. And then I never, I was upset about it because I realized what had happened, you know, and I felt, like, duped. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, he got me, this fucker.
So you didn't really want to talk about it initially because that was your reaction.
Yeah, that was my reaction. And I was like, whatever. He didn't, like, touch me or anything, so it's fine. But I always knew that one day I would get back at him for it. I knew. 100%. I was, like, waiting for the time. I was, like, he always stood in the back of my mind. He was always there, like a little unchecked box. Someone that I needed
to. It's like
to.
In Billy Madison.
So, I posted something about it on my Instagram, and then, like, these publications started contacting me, and, like, and then I was like, oh, God, I don't know if I can do this again, because I've already had, like, a few public scandals already, so I was like, oh, no, not again. Like, I don't know if you know, but it's really fucking traumatizing when, like, everyone is talking. It's, like, everywhere. So this one publication hit me up, and I was, I first I was like, sure, and then I was like, actually, I don't know. And then the Huffington Post hit me up, and they said, we, like, need you to tell your story, blah, blah. And then they said, we have other girls, too. And then I felt better. I was like, okay, all right. Because I just was, I didn't want it all to be, like, on me again. Like, doing it alone. Like, one man army, last man standing. Like, I didn't want to do that again. So, yeah, I spoke. And then I was actually just, I Googled it yesterday for the first time, actually, because I didn't even want to read it. And I just saw that four more girls have come out against him as well.
So that's so good.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, wow, I'm actually, like, so happy that I chose to do that. Because at first I was, like, ashamed. You know, like, nobody wants to admit, like, oh, this fucking motherfucker in a wheelchair just got one on you. You know, like.
100%.
Like, I don't, that's not cool.
Of course.
This, like, 70-year-old man that should know better.
Yeah. And just out of curiosity, what other scandals were you in the news for?
I had a really public breakup with my ex-boyfriend at this club, and I mean, you can literally just, like, Google it. It's it was so bad, and it went on for a really long time.
Why was it, like, so notorious? Did he, like, do something to hurt you?
He, like, physically assaulted me in a club that we were shareholders of.
That's insane. Does the club still exist?
No.
Because of that?
I mean, I think that was the beginning of the end.
Sounds like it.
So
you're happier when you're staying out of, like, the news, essentially.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's good. And what's, like, one, you know, last quote, kind of like a dating quote that you live by? Like, one example of one is, like, when someone shows you who they are, like, pay attention. Something like that, you know?
I don't know. My mom always says, a lady always sleeps in her own bed. So whatever you do, just leave and go home after.
I love that. I definitely do that without knowing that I do that.
Yeah.
So
when she told me that, she's not even my real mom, but she's this woman that I lived with.
Mm-hmm.
When she said that, it actually like made a lot of sense at the time.
Right.
Okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind totally. Of like, yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here and coming on. And if you want to follow Julia, don't follow her.
Don't.
but you should check out her work. Mm-hmm. Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website.
Great.
What is it? www.juliafox.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That is where you can check Julia out and write us an awesome review in the App Store and follow us on Instagram at @WeMetAtAcme. Check out our polls and buy tickets to the We Met at Acme date party, which is on Valentine's Day at Acme. And the proceeds go to charity, and they're really sick gift bags that are coming together really nicely. So get involved. Thanks again, Julia.
Thank you.